Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You and I, Hutsy, have fairly small families. We've only got one sibling each. You've got
a sister.
I've got a brother. So large families are a curiosity for us. And as we learn more and more about our new New South Wales Premier, Dominic the Third Tier Silent Perrotte, or Dom P as we call him, we're discovering that the man likes to...
He's got an appetite.
...enjoy his wife's company. he and his wife, Helen, have six children, and they've got another one on the way. So they already have five daughters, and their poor son, William, who's the only boy. The seventh child is going to be a girl as well. Imagine that. Growing up with six kids that you've got to fight for at the dinner table, fight for shotgun in the car. It's just madness.
It also bumps them over the cap too. I haven't heard of too many nine-seater cars. It's always eight-seater is the most you will get now.
He was asked at a press conference yesterday about how he's feeling about the expected seventh child and how the rest of the family feels about it.
They're great. Excited. More chaos. But if anyone's got a second-hand minivan they want to sell, please contact my office.
What, second-hand?
Second-hand?
We're not paying you enough. Splurge out. Get a new one. Get that Staria we were looking at.
Yeah.
At Bigger Valley Motors the other day. A lot of people have been, after learning that Dom P and his missus have so many kids, they've been sort of jumping on. One person said, he would need two Tarragos just to take the family to Nana's. There's some really good ones here. Someone said, I no longer wonder why he looks older than he's 39 years. Someone said, for the love of God, someone give these poor people a television. I don't think they do much binging of Netflix in the Perrotte household.
No.
Someone else said, sweet Jesus, no wonder he changed the rules from 10 people in a home to 20. There's already 9 of them at his place. And my favourite is, he may be a Liberal leader, but his wife has always been in Labour.
Oh,
that is gold.
That's brilliant. Imagine how much you'd have to pay babysitters. Cost him a fortune in babysitter fees to go out for the night.
Well, all the kids have to have a mobile phone with the Service New South Wales app to scan in QR codes just so we can trace which kids are which. It's crazy. So, congratulations to Dom P and wife Helen. Hopefully everything goes smoothly with baby number 7. But our advice to you, Premier, is, well done with the roadmap to vaccination. Now I really think you need a roadmap to contraception.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Well, our newly minted New South Wales Premier, Dom P, is expecting another baby. Just when he thought he could put the nappy change table away. Keep it ready because baby number 7 is soon to arrive in the Perrotte home and little baby girl. So hopefully him and wife Helen will be happy. He was asked about it yesterday.
They're great. Excited. More chaos. But if anyone's got a second-hand minivan they want to sell, please contact my office.
So big family. When we were talking about it in the office yesterday, you're like, which one of those 7 would you want to be? Would you want to be the new baby because you'll be the youngest, or do you want to be the first cab off the rank?
Big question for me is, what kind of formation does he go with? Does he go with the first two are the youngest, and then you've got middle three and then N2, or is it three are the youngest, three are the eldest, and you've just got one middle child?
Yeah.
What kind of a formation is he working with? What's his plan of attack?
Because I feel as a child, you can keep the parents' attention longer when you're cute. But once you get to that age where it's maybe teenage years where you become a bit of a handful.
Yeah.
If you're the young child, you're still considered the baby. But if you're a middle child, once you hit those teenage years, it's kind of all right, you're just lost in the system.
That's it. When you're a baby, when, maybe you spew up, you see the babies spew up on themselves and fall asleep. It's it's adorable. When I do it, I'm
not so much.
Yeah, the spare room for a couple of days for me.
I know. Poor Rachel has to burp you as well after you've had your feed. For me, our family, it was Me and my brother Stephen. Yeah. He's the younger brother. So there was no middle child. I was the oldest. He was the youngest. Both of us think it's better to be the other
That's
one.
That's what, yeah.
It's always the way. Yep. It's always, he thinks I had a better run, whereas I'm like, are you kidding me? There's no instruction manual for having children. Basically, parenting is like trying to put together a piece of IKEA furniture with no instruction manual and no Allen key. Yeah. And so mistakes are going to be made on the first child. You know, when you get a second run at it,
yep.
You learn from your mistakes. So the younger child, I feel, has a better time of it.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't exploit this to its full potential when I was growing up. I didn't really try and exploit the whole I'm the youngest one, I should be the favourite. I don't think I really understood the position.
Should have played
of power
that right up. Yeah.
I know, I didn't understand where I was.
Yeah.
The power I had in my hands.
1-300-92-1250. How did it work with your family? Maybe you've got a massive family like the Perrottets and you had to battle it out with like six other kids.
Hunger Games.
Were you the oldest? Do you think you had the better run of it?
Yep.
Or do you think it's the younger kids that, have it better when it comes to the pecking order of the kids? 1-300-92-1250. Josh from Catalina's on the phone. Josh, where do you think it's best to be?
Oh, definitely the eldest.
Oh, you reckon the eldest? You reckon that's the gravy position?
Yeah, definitely the eldest. Being the eldest, so
it's
definitely the best.
You don't think, though, that you're kind of like the guinea pig of when it comes to parenting?
Definitely the guinea pig, boys, definitely.
I reckon after they had the first child, most parents were like, all right, what have we learned? What could we do better? What shouldn't we do for the next children?
definitely.
Have you also got siblings? Have you got younger brothers and sisters?
I got two.
Okay. Did you feel they got away with more, though, when it came to doing the wrong thing than you did?
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely the better one out of the three, though. So
psychologically, he's the one that's, more well-adjusted than the other two.
100%.
No, well, thank you for your objective opinion, Josh. We'll let you go. On the other line, we've got Charmaine in Bega. Good morning, Charmaine. First of all, how many kids are in your family?
Eight.
Wow. So you've got there's a few middle children, there's a few youngest, and there's a few eldest. That's they're in bunches.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And where do you fall in the pecking order, Charmaine? Are you the oldest, youngest, the meat and the sandwich?
I'm the third oldest, but I'm the oldest girl.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay.
Did you get stuck with the responsibilities of keeping the other kids in order, like the two I see?
Definitely.
How do you think that works out? Do you reckon it's better to be at the older end of the scale, or do you reckon the younger kids have got it easiest?
The youngest definitely gets the most spoiled.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. My brother always gets handouts from mum and dad,
Yeah.
They figure out how to sweet talk mum better.
Yeah, exactly right. I feel like it's like a sliding scale of advantages and disadvantages of being to wherever you are in the lineup. I feel like if you're the middle child down to the youngest, you get the hand-me-downs. If you're the eldest, you get the new clothes.
Although, funny thing with my sisters is we're all old enough now that all my hand-me-downs have gone through all the sisters and now they're coming back to me.
Gone full circle.
That's great.
Well played.
Thanks for giving us a call, Charmaine. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Have a good day.
You too. A few people as well commenting on Facebook. General consensus seems to be that the youngest has it the easiest.
Yeah, I like Ray's comment, though. He says, basically, never mind the ranking. I think it's simply better to be a child. This adulting thing is just way too grown
up. It is,
for me.
Yeah.
Well played.
Me personally, I think at the end of the day, when it comes to where you are in the order of children, it's human centipede rules. Being the first one, the one at the front,
absolutely,
is probably better than being down the back.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Not too many weeks go by we don't see these stories about people smuggling things into jails or some sort of forbidden romance between the guards and the prisoners in jail.
Yeah.
The last few years it's been the female guards and it's been the males in jail.
I'm surprised that more of these prison smugglers don't do YouTube tutorials for people in lockdown and trying to cross borders in Australia. They would have a lot of handy advice for people trying to, get into places they shouldn't.
Absolutely. And one guy sort of misused that trust of being a prison guard. The name of this man is Wesley Newell. Some people out there might be going, that name sounds a little bit familiar. Well, he sort of shot to fame a few years ago when he was at the Brownlow Medal ceremony for AFL. Take a listen.
Guarding the Brownlow votes in 2016, Wesley Newell earned himself two nicknames.
Mr. Brownlow and the Armagard Hulk. is too, so I love it, you know.
The prison officer was meant to be guarding inmates at Ravenhall Correctional Centre in 2019 when he agreed to smuggle in banned items.
Ooh, naughty boy.
So he used to be an AFL player?
No, he was just, because of his size, he was basically a bodyguard. So he was in charge of guarding the ballot box for the Brownlow medals to make sure there was no shady business going on.
Yeah.
And he sort of shot to fame, almost like that woman a few years ago, the Fuji Water girl, that all of a sudden at one of the awards ceremonies was giving away the awards, and then all of a sudden it caught someone's eye and then, you know, become a bit of
the
a sensation.
Yeah. Like Pippa Middleton's bum.
Exactly right.
Gotcha.
Wesley's a little bit like this. So he had his little, you know, 15 minutes of fame and everything, working in the prison, smuggling stuff in. You're probably thinking, all right, what kind of stuff is he smuggling in? Cocaine, you know, drugs, heroin. What kind of stuff is it? It's more so how he's smuggling, what he used, and also what he smuggled.
Newell used an orange protein shaker to hide the contraband, including 26 packets of tobacco, screwdriver parts, and a glass pipe. His customers paid him more than $11,000.
Screwdriver parts?
Yeah.
Okay. In a protein powder, in a shaker, basically. So, all right, no worries.
Well, it's probably the safer way to do it rather than swallow it or, you know, exactly up the other right end or something. Well. I know his name's Wesley Newell, but I don't think he's Wesley Mule.
No, not quite. Not by reputation yet, anyway. But he also got in trouble for smuggling in a couple of magazines, like bodybuilding magazines. Apparently, he wasn't allowed to smuggle them in either. I'm thinking, okay. All right, that's a bit unusual.
How did he smuggle those ones in?
Yeah.
He goes, the protein shake is already full. Yep, rolls up the magazine. Let's just roll up the men's health and up
goes. Yeah, not the magazines I'd think he'd be smuggling into a male prison anyway. Yeah. Okay, I thought it'd be, you know, one's showing a bit more flesh and that sort of stuff as well. But he is a little bit lucky. He has done a bit of charity work over the course of his life. So he did get a suspended sentence. He's not actually going to be in the jail that he's working at.
Okay.
And the main reason he was actually found out is because basically he was having strange conversations with people around the prison, they were saying. That sort of aroused a few suspicions.
Mm.
You know, just imagine, like we heard the protein shaker, he's walking around, he's got secret code with everyone else, and he's having conversations like this.
Bruzy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Twice a day, never miss.
Yeah, sounds a bit sus to me.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.